where Shelton comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. 203-333-9422 is our number. Our next guest, Mike Urban, is really a fabulous writer, journalist, publisher for many years. His latest book is called Unique Eats and Eateries of Connecticut, The People and Stories Behind the Food. Mike Urban, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I loved your book. I'm loving your book, and I loved your book. And I have dog-eared a few places I specifically want to ask you about. But before we get to that, Mike, how did you select, I mean, among the thousands of places, no doubt, that you have sampled, how did you select the ones to go into this book, Unique Eats and Eateries of Connecticut? What makes something unique?
Well, good question. In my opinion, what makes something unique is it's a place that's just different from all the others. And what I found out in my initial internet research and in my field research subsequent to that is that mom and pop places, for the most part, are the ones that tend to be the most unique. That is, these are places that are sort of what I refer to as being organically unique. You know, they weren't created by restaurant groups or marketing firms or anything like that. Usually, some individual or a couple or a family decides to, you know, open a restaurant in their neighborhood, and they just hang in there. And many of these places have been around for decades, and they develop their own, oftentimes unique items on the menu that you don't always find in other places. Also interesting, you know, buildings that they have their restaurants in, old bank buildings, old post office buildings, and things like that. That to me is what makes things unique. And there's plenty of places to talk about in Connecticut.
Yeah, there really are. You know, one of the places you mentioned, we're chatting with Mike Urban. If you've got a question about a unique eatery, 203-333-9422. One of the places you mentioned, I passed a million times, and I remember its distinctly yellow awning roof thing, the Traveler's Bookstore. And I was reading about it, and you say it has about a dozen cooks. I want you to know, Mike, the one time I went off the road to go there, it was desolated. No, it was there. It was desolate. Is it open during regular hours all the time?
Yeah, it keeps regular hours. It's open breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What it is, just to give the listeners a little bit of background, if you're on I-84 heading east from Hartford toward the Mass Pike in Boston, just before you cross the Massachusetts border, there's this place with the yellow roof, the big sign that says, you know, food and books. You know, and what does that mean? Well, it means, you know, you go in there, you have a meal, and if you pay for your meal, you could take one free book. It's like a big used book emporium. They have a used bookstore in the basement, and the shelves all around the dining room are lined with used books. And, you know, you can take one, sometimes either two or three. And it's just people bring books in, of course, customers, and generations of families have been going there for years to have, you know, good food and a great place to sit and read a book.
So this other place I want to hear about, B.F. Clyde Cider Mill. I got to go there, right? I got to go there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I had never heard of this place. I've spent the last 30 years in eastern Connecticut in Old Saybrook, recently moved to New Haven. But, you know, you think of Mystic and you think of all the wonderful restaurants down by the waterfront and the bridge, you know, Abbott's and Ford's and all these other places. Like 2 or 3 miles inland in what they call Old Mystic is this old, it's the last of the steam-powered cider mills in the country where they crush apples, and it's open from September 1st to December 1st, and it's just a great place to go in the autumn because you can get fresh mulled cider, you can get apple cider donuts, and they have all kinds of different types of apple and other products in this old Victorian building, like a little grocery store. And if you're so inclined, they also make their own hard apple cider, and there's a little sampling building there. But it's just a great place to sit outside, especially on weekdays. It gets very crowded on weekends. It's very well known, I guess. You have a nice little snack or meal. It's not like a restaurant, really. And you can wander around the grounds. Kids love it. You know, they have demonstrations usually on Thursdays and Saturdays, I believe it is, of the actual steam-powered cider mill working. So this thing's chugging away and crushing apples and, you know, getting the cider going.
We're talking with Mike Urban. The book is called Unique Eats and Eateries of Connecticut. It's a great handy reference guide. It's like one of my favorite things to have are books like this, so that when I'm thinking about taking a drive and I just want to go a little out of the way but have a destination in mind, Mike, this is exactly the kind of book that I'll be carrying with me. I also was really interested in the Sultan's Turkish restaurant with belly dancing on the side. Tell me about that place.
Well, that's, you know, when you think of Waterbury, Connecticut, you know, it's a, has a very large Italian American community and wonderful Italian American restaurants, scads of them. In my research, I found out there's this Turkish restaurant there, right hard by I-84, Sultan's, you know, Turkish. And it serves wonderful Turkish food, has a little, like, Middle Eastern grocery store attached to the side of it. It's retrofitted into an old Friendly's restaurant building. It's across the highway from a big mosque. And it just has wonderful, you know, Turkish foods, you know, baba ganoush and a lot of kebabs and hummus and a lot of other things. And on Saturday nights, they have belly dancing. So, you know, I had to check because during COVID, I think they shut it down for a while. But I called the owner a couple of weeks ago and he said, yep, it's back on. So just, you know, a real cool, different kind of thing. That's a great example of something that's unique in its territory. You don't see anything else like that.
No, I love that. When my grandparents, who are since passed, celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary, we went to a place in Forest Hills in Queens called Cafe Baba. And the family went. We didn't know what we were going to find, but they did Turkish belly dancing. And it was so much fun. It was such a great way to sort of be together and celebrate. It was great. We had a great time.
It's wonderful. And Turkish food is wonderful. My wife is Greek-American, and she'll kill me for saying this. But in my travels over the years in the United States and, you know, over in Europe, I've given edge to Turkish food over Greek food. They're both great. But, you know, it's just wonderful stuff if you haven't tried it before.
Yeah, but the Turks didn't own the diners, so how would we know?
This is true. The Greek-Americans have a lock on those things, and that's a good thing for all of us. Really.
Thank God for them. Are you kidding me? Thank God for them.
They're open 365 days a year. They never close.
The best.
You can always count on them for a good square meal.
And you can always get breakfast. That's why I love them. You can always get a good plate of eggs, no matter what time you go to a diner. We're chatting with Mike Urban. It's called Unique Eats and Eateries of Connecticut. Okay, I would be remiss if we didn't talk pizza. We have to talk a little bit pizza, and you definitely cover pizza, and you specifically, now that you're living in New Haven, you cover New Haven pizza. But I saw, because everybody knows about Pepe's and Sally's, and actually they're now not franchising themselves, but they're, you know, they're duplicating themselves in other places.
Yeah, they're spreading out for better or for worse. Yeah.
They're spreading out for better for worse. But you talk about a pizza place that isn't right in New Haven. It's, hold on, let me find it. Is it Rosie's or something like that? What's the name of it? Hold on. I have it here. And you say that's the
Roseland?
One that we really have to try. Which one?
Roseland Abeats.
Roseland. Yes,
yes.
Roseland Abeats.
Yes, that's in Derby. That's a family-owned, like third-generation family-owned thing. It's in the same grand tradition of New Haven style of beets. You know, the thin crust, tomato, olive oil, a little bit of pecorino romano cheese. You know, great clam pizza there, white clam pizza. That's a wonderful place to go.
And I've never been there, so should I go there?
Yeah,
I should definitely.
Oh,
go
absolutely.
There?
I think, you know, if you're in that part of, you know, the River Valley, there's the Naugatuck River Valley, that is the place to go. The other one outside of New Haven that serves a similar type of pizza is the Parties in West Haven, same kind of thing, you know. They recently branched out a little bit. I think they have a carryout place only someplace outside of West Haven. That's the core. Those five places is the core of the New Haven style pizza that has, you know, brought so much fame to that part of Connecticut.
The thing is, if I go to one of those other places, will I still have to stand in line a long time, or are they out of the way enough so that I don't have to wait?
Well, on weekend evenings, you probably have to wait. But no, I usually, it's been my experience that the Parties in Roseland, if you go on weekday nights, which I think is an advisable time to go out and eat, it's, you know, usually you're not waiting in line in a place like that. You just can get in there right away. And there's another interesting place in Guilford, Buffalina, owned by a married couple, young married couple, and they have this wonderful, you know, oven. They learned their cooking over in the Piedmont area of Italy, and it's tiny. You know, it's got like 8 or 10 seats, but they just do these wonderful pizzas. They, you know, cook them in this hot oven, 900-degree oven, in about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Out it comes. You sit right there. They make fresh salad every evening. Every evening it's something different. You know, a modest offerings of wine and beer, and that's about it. But, you know, a great spot, and it's not a New Haven-style pizza. Something worth checking out.
Is it, I mean, after you've done this survey, we're chatting with Mike Urban, Unique Eats and Eateries of Connecticut. After you did all of this survey and all of this research, do you come away with feeling good about the future of unique eating in Connecticut?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think it's in human nature to always, you know, sort of do these kinds of things. People are, you know, a strong, you know, surge in interest in food all the way around. You know, you can see it in the media and every place else. But people are just very naturally curious about this. So I think people always feel like, well, yeah, you know, I love cooking. I love entertaining. I think I'll open a restaurant, which may be a mistake. But I think people keep on trying to do it. And, you know, the ones that stand the test of time are the ones that are really worth going to and checking out.
Well, it's very nice the way you've written biographies in the book of the people behind the counter in all of these different places. And there's also, I think, in this particular book, an emphasis, with a couple of exceptions, but mostly an emphasis on relatively low-priced fare.
Yes, for the most part, that's a good point. There's like two or three sort of high-end restaurants in there. The Union League Cafe in New Haven, Millwright's out there in Simsbury, and Grano Arso in Chester are three of the places that kind of, you know, white tablecloth, you know, fancier kinds of places. But again, unique all in their own ways. All three of them are in very historical buildings. But for the most part, most of these places, you know, I guess they're mom-and-pop places. There's a lot of diners. There's a lot of seafood shacks, hot dog stands, burger stands, pizza joints. You know, that to me is really kind of, you know, reflects the character of the, you know, the local population and what it's like to, you know, live in Connecticut and enjoy all these different kinds of things we have in this relatively confined geographical area, which makes it easy to, you know, go from one place to the next. And like you say, you know,
take
the book out on a weekday or a weekend and just, you know, go explore, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. What's in this part of the state and check it out.
That's what I'm going to do with it. It'll be my little handbook. I'll put it in the car and I'll make sure that, you know, it's the go-to for me when I want to take a drive, because that is the beauty of Connecticut. Within an hour, you can be in so many different places and really have a good time.
True. And you can go from one end of the state to the other within 2 hours. It's impossible to spend 3 hours driving across the state, but plenty to see in all kinds of different types of places, from the shore to the hills, you know, everything else, everything in between.
And now that you're in New Haven, Mike Urban, do you want to tell us a preference for your favorite pizza place?
I will not do that. I don't think it's we're in East Rock, so we're about a block and a half from Modern, you know, which we love, and we like the other two places as well. You know, I'm loath to say which one or the ones I like best, because there's a great documentary called Pizza, A Love Story, a movie that came out about
I've seen it.
This whole story of the New Haven pizza legends, you know, and these three places are the focus of it. And it's just a fascinating story about the families behind these things, you know, and they get along, and if they don't get along, and, you know, which celebrities like which place, you know, they do interview all these people. But anyway, I'm not gonna commit to one or another, but I do frequent all three, and I love all three of them. I'll say that.
Mike Urban, Unique Eats and Eateries of Connecticut, thanks for joining us on the Lisa Wexler Show. Thanks for this compilation. I think it's going to be real valuable to a lot of people. I guess you can get it on Amazon. It's published by Reedy Press. Are you doing a talk about it? Anything you want to promote coming up?
Yes, I've done a few talks recently, and I'm going to be at the Guilford Free Library this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. I'll be giving a talk and selling and signing books if anybody's interested in that. And then R.J. Julia, I'm going to do a Zoom thing for R.J. Julia, independent bookseller in Madison in December the 8th. So you can tune into that if you can't make it to the Guilford one. I'm sure there'll be other events coming up in the future.
Fantastic. Mike Urban, thanks so much for doing this. I think the people of Connecticut are really going to appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Lisa.
A pleasure.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up, 203-333-9422. It's Veterans Day.